from tonight. We're glad you're here. I want to thank you, parents, for making sure that your children were here to participate in our program. I want to thank you, Covenant parents, for praying for us, the children and the teachers. And I want to specifically thank our teachers who help us every Wednesday night. Laura Evans and I lead the group. Marcia Russell is our recitation coordinator. Linda Duncan leads the children in the songs, and Shirley plays for us. Margaret Atwood and Farrell Stillman work with the three-year-olds, and we have had about 11 three-year-olds this year. Jean Pennington, Lori Schwanevelt, and Rachel Stillman Behrens work with our kindergarten class. Cindy Crunk and Jane Stillman with the first and second grades. Allison Detmer and Ashley Merrillett with the third and fourth grades. And this year I was really excited because two of our helpers used to be Cat Kids. They came up through the ranks, and now they're helping with Cat Kids. That is a wonderful thing. So we are glad you are here. We're going to show you tonight kind of what the children do with the slideshow, and then we'll proceed.
Thank you. Good evening, and welcome, children. It was great to see you. It's great to have parents and grandparents here. This is an important part of our church. If you look in the heritage of the Presbyterian churches, you will see a long-term commitment to covenant nurture. There are other approaches to raising up Christian children. Perhaps maybe the most common one today is to wait till they get to a certain age and then radically try to convert them through experiences. That is not the approach we take. We take long-term covenant nurture, starting at or before birth, with the means of grace that they are all sinners who need to come to faith in the Lord Jesus, but they are also covenant children, holy to the Lord, and we nurture them in the knowledge of the Lord from day one. We love at the session to hear confessions of faith at the communicants class or later saying, I cannot remember a time where I did not think of myself as a Christian. Now we know there's a time when they come to saving faith. We don't often know when that is. We know that it takes place. But it is biblically consistent to for our children to grow up their entire life in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. I often will have the mental picture of our Lord Jesus, who did not need to be converted. But he did have covenant nurture. The Bible says he grew in stature and wisdom. And I think of our Lord Jesus learning the Bible. That's kind of hard to imagine, but learning Psalms and the faith and being taught at the table of Mary and Joseph. Well, we emulate all that, and we do so with the Word of God, but also with the Catechism. One of my Scottish seminary professors, I remember him well saying in class one day, actually, he was talking about the shorter catechism, which we use for ministerial training, basically, today, and which was used for cat kids back then, really. And I remember he said, oh, the Scottish school lass, with her Geneva Bible and her shorter catechism, she is a profound theologian. And we believe that. We want our children to learn the Bible. And we do Bible memorization, but we also want them to learn the teaching of the Bible and the confessional doctrine of the Bible. The Bible says, let us hold fast to our confession. And so the Bible tells us there's a system of thought, of truth taught in the Bible. And the way we do that is with the catechisms. Now, I have to say, whereas the 17th century Scots probably would look down upon our children's catechism, I actually think it's excellent. And there's some lines I like better in that one. Can God see you? No, God cannot see me. I cannot see God, but he always sees me. How did God make Adam and Eve? He made them happy and holy. Now, okay, there may be more extensive versions of it, but these are profound truths. And what a privilege it is for us to teach the Bible to our children and to teach the catechism, the children's catechism. Well, we're here to recognize tonight two of our cat kids who successfully memorized the entire children's catechism. And Jill came up to me a week or so ago and said, you know, we have plaques for basketball. Why don't we have one for shorter catechism? So I had an idea that we should have a plaque for catechism memorization. And I think it's a good idea. And we put it into practice because of my idea.
That's why.
So, and I would like to call forward Reese Woodard and Ford Duncan, whose names will be the first to appear on this plaque. Do you know whose name is that?
Melton Ludford Duncan.
That's you. And there's Reese Thatcher Woodard. Well done, boys. Congratulations. Pastor Spear's going to give you a plaque that commemorates your learning of the children's catechism. Maybe next year we'll have a lot of names to add to this. But how wonderful it is to have these carefully crafted statements of truth planted in their hearts and also their minds. Let's pray together. Now, Father, we do desire that we would hold fast to the confession, but we have to have it to hold fast to it. And bless every family in our church, Lord, seeking to raise our children in Christ. And we pray that you would take the Bible memorization and the teaching and the knowledge of Bible stories and the truths of the catechism, and that you would write them in the heart, that you would use them to enlighten the mind. Thank you for these two boys. Bless them. Be with all our children. Lord, inspire our children to hold fast to the confession. We pray this in Christ's name. Amen. Okay, boys, you can go back. Thank you.
To obey God perfectly.
What did God promise in the covenant of works?
To reward Adam with life if he obeyed him.
What did God threaten in the covenant of works?
To punish Adam with death
if he disobeyed. Did Adam keep the covenant of works?
No.
He sinned against God. Psalm 8.
O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth.
You have set your glory above the heavens. From the lips of children and infants, you have ordained praise. Because of your enemies, silence the foe and the avenger. When I consider your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars that you have set in place, what is man that you are mindful of him, the son of man that you care for him? You made him a little lower than the heavenly beings and crowned him with glory and honor. You made him ruler over the works of your hands. You put everything under his feet.
Returns to dust, and the soul goes into the world of spirits. raised to life again?
Yes, the trumpet shall sound,
and the dead shall be raised. What will become of the wicked in the day of judgment?
They shall be cast into hell.
What is hell?
A place of dreadful and endless torment.
What will become of the righteous?
They shall be taken to heaven.
What is heaven?
A glorious and happy place where the righteous shall be forever with the Lord. Isaiah 53:1-6.
Who hath believed our reports, and to whom is the arm of the Lord that healed?
For he shall grow up before him as a tender plant,
and as a root out of the dry ground.
He hath no form nor comeliness, and when we shall see him, there is no beauty that we should desire him.
He is despised and rejected of men,
a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief, and we hid, as it were, our faces from him.
He was despised and rejected him not.
Surely he hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrows.
Yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted.
But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities.
The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed.
All we like sheep have gone astray.
We have turned every one to his own way,
and the Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.